Basically, this siman deals with the idea of who almi mezamnim valmi ein mezamnim. The idea of zimun is to enhance the mitzvah of birkat hamazon. That then, once you have three men, or by sefaradim, two adults and one katan, either more than 6 or more than 9 years old, then they could join to be able to say zimun. So the question is, who else can be counted and they cannot be counted? So it says like this: if there would be such a scenario as shamash, shamash is an individual that, let's say, is a Jewish waiter that constantly goes back and forth and eats in a standing position, back and forth, he brings the food and serves them. So this would be an idea of a shamash that would be, you would be able to participate together with him to make three, to make zimun. But an individual that is not a shamash, that just walks back and forth, part of the time he eats in the same room, part of the time, but he eats in standing position, and part of the time he eats outside, let's say in the kitchen, in another room. So this individual, even though that he ate part of his food in the same room, but he never sat together with you, bekeviut, so eino mitzaref, he cannot be part of the zimun, so you don't have a zimun. If you have two adults and one individual like this, you don't have a zimun. Kuti bizman hazeh harehu keoved avodat kochavim ve'ein mezammenin alav. Kuti, there used to be an individual called Sancheriv. Sancheriv used to be Melech Ashur. So this individual had a major, major tactic when he would capture any country, as we know, in order that they should not come to rebel against him, he would basically take the people from that land, he would exile them to another land, and he would bring the people of that land to a third country, from the third country to the fourth country. Eventually, you know, he would get the lands that he would capture, populated by other people, that they should not have nationalistic freedom fighters to come and rebel against him. So that was the tactic of Sancheriv. Baz Sancheriv Melech Ashur, Urbil Belet Kol Ha'olam Kulo. He mixed up everybody together 100% from the time that he came. So then he took the people of Cyprus, Kutim, and he put them in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a whole discussion, are Kutim, that they came to Eretz Yisrael at the time, are they considered to be converts, not converts? They converted because they were afraid of lion attacking them. The lions used to attack them. So they realized that they cannot remain there as Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So they converted to Judaism because of the fear of lions, lions attack. So later on, however, even if you say they did true conversion afterwards, the Chachmei Israel, they saw that they had Avodah Zarah in private, in their own private rooms. So therefore, the Chachmei Israel threw them out of Judaism. So Kutim Bizman Hazeh are not considered to be Jews. So therefore, they are considered to be Goyim Gemurim Vein Mistarefin Lezimun. Just as you cannot bring in, let's say, a non-Jew to participate together with you, a Kuti cannot be participated either. So what about Karaim? Karaim, who are they? So there used to be an individual by the name of Anan Ben David. So this individual used to be around 1,200 years ago. 1,200, 1,300 years ago, around that time. So this individual was running for a certain position, and he wasn't given that position. They did not vote him in. So since they did not vote him into the power, so he started his own revolutionary organization. What was the revolutionary organization about him? So he said, not so revolutionary, there was such ideas beforehand, that the Torah I believe in, but the Torah Sheval Peh I don't believe in. That means the Torah, the Chamisha Humshe Torah, the Sefer Torah was given by God, but the oral explanation, which is Torah Sheval Peh, Mishnayot and Gemarot and Talmud, that is not given by God. That was his claim to fame. So the bottom line, when he came to power, Anan Ben David, because of the fact that he wasn't voted in into certain position that he wanted. So the bottom line is a very interesting nekuda, that at that time, two-thirds of the Jewish nation became Karaim. It was such a powerful organization. that 2/3 of the Jewish nation, till the time of Rav Saadia Gaon, 2/3 of Jewish nation became Karaim, that they rejected the Torah Shebaal Peh 1200 years ago. So therefore, until eventually Rav Saadia Gaon was able to prove them wrong, that there is no such thing, that by them, as far as they are concerned, since the Torah says, Lo tevaroesh b'chol moshevotechem b'yom ha-Shabbat, do not ignite fire on Shabbat in all of your dwelling places. So he used to say, he rejected the oral tradition. So basically he used to say, not only the Torah demands, so once you reject our oral tradition, you have to come up with an explanation. The Torah is too vague otherwise. If you don't have an oral tradition, you cannot understand the Torah unless somebody comes to interpret the Torah for you. So he came with his own interpretations. So therefore, let's say, over here, he said, the fact that the Torah says, don't ignite fire, doesn't mean do not ignite fire. You cannot even have fire from before Shabbat. So therefore, during the winter time, they had to be in absolute cold. At nights of Shabbat, absolute darkness. Food had to be eaten, absolute cold. Which is all of them against traditional Judaism. You cannot have, even if you have cold cuts, you still have to have hot food. Because we believe that as long as the fire is lit from before Shabbat, you should, in order to reject this opinion, you dafka should have hot food. I feel on Shabbatot that person goes away, he should take with him either a hot plate or some kind of a, you know, to be able to eat, to have hot food. Because we believe that that's the way to come to respect Shabbat. So therefore, the Chachmei Israel came to light candles. That means one of the seven mitzvot, the Rabbanah, is the idea that before Shabbat, you have to have lit candles in the room because of the fact that that's how you bring honor to Shabbat. So therefore, you have to light candles, and it has to burn into Shabbat, that you should not lead a Shabbat, let's say, meal in darkness. You cannot come to enjoy in darkness. The Gemara says, a blind person does not enjoy his food because he cannot come to appreciate the food. It's not, let's say you have watermelon that is white. Even if it's sweet, you don't enjoy it. You want to see red watermelon. So therefore, the Gemara says the blind person does not come to appreciate the food that what he eats because he cannot see the food. So therefore, a person has to have the candles lit in order to be able to see the food what he's eating. So it's very interesting. Nekuda, Rav Saadia Gaon, Rei Samech Gimel, is the Rosh Tevot Rav Saadia Gaon. He's the one who fought against the Karaim of his time. So the Siman Reish Samech Gimel in Shulchan Aruch discusses Halakat Nerot Shel Shabbat. That is the idea of Rav Saadia Gaon. The Siman chapter 263. Rav Saadia Gaon, Reish Samech Gimel. So anyway, so these are the Karaim that the Chachmei Israel, they rejected Chachmei Israel, the traditions of oral Torah. So they had to come up with their own explanation. For example, let's say on Yom Kippurim, the Torah says, "V'initem et nafshotechem, you shall come to cause suffering for your soul." So we understand it to mean that you have to fast. They understood this to mean that he explained that this, all of a sudden, he rejected our oral tradition that has been passed on to us from Moshe Rabbeinu. So he came to say, no, it doesn't mean such. It means that you have to get a bundle of stones, put it on your back, go on top of the mountain, come back down. Go on top, to the top, come back down. Go to the top of the mountain, come back down. The whole entire Yom Kippurim, that's how you cause suffering. Chalila b'chas. That is not the way. So the bottom line, so comes the halacha, ha-karaim, einan mitzarfin lezimun. Even though that karaim are Jews, but you cannot participate together with them. I think there are about perhaps 10,000 of them left in Eretz Israel. So since they have rejected Torah Shebaal Peh, b'divrei Chazal, eino ma'aminim b'din zimun kelal, they don't believe in this. So therefore, they cannot participate together with you as far as zimun is concerned. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Amen. Bechalem le'arashu men'rasach v'shul v'sakud Yisrael v'yachachir v'lam t'r'misot. Shalem al Adonai chafes man sidko, yagdil Torah v'yad.